VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Georgia vote count. All eyes were on the state of Georgia on January 5th. If the Republicans take at least one seat, they can ensure the majority of the Congress. But if the Democrats can win back both seats, they'll manage to create a tie in U.S. Senate that can always be broken by the Vice President, handing Democrats control of not just the U.S. House, but also the entire Congress. And now, the results are clear. The Democrats have won both seats, with Raphael Warnock being the first ever African-American Senate elected from Georgia in U.S. history. Just as the runoff election came to an end, a never-before-seen riot took place in Capitol Hill. Supporters of President Donald Trump reached one of the most iconic American buildings, engulfing the nation's capital in chaos after Trump urged his supporters to fight against the ceremonial counting of the electoral votes that will confirm President-elect Joe Biden's win. A total of 4 demonstrators were reportedly killed during the riot. Tokyo Olympics. Friday, July 23rd, this year, is the scheduled date for the opening of the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics, which was postponed due to the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Its name remains the same, although it's now 2021. However, there are new strains of coronavirus that have cropped up or appeared around the world, and they are causing new troubles in the efforts to fight the disease. Health officials don't know yet if the newly approved emergency vaccines work against the new strains, but as they race to find answers and treatments for all variants of coronavirus, concerns about the disease in Japan are bringing some Olympic-sized questions. Olympics organizers have already said that the games will be simplified with shortened opening and closing ceremonies. In Japan, vaccination is not set to begin until February, far behind some countries, but the stakes are very high this year for the games to go forward as planned. Olympic organizers have said that if the games do not go as planned this summer, then it will be simply cancelled, not postponed again. Japan has put in an unprecedented amount of money into the Olympics games, and now, because of the postponement and because of COVID-19 prevention measures, that cost has only increased by billions more to now $15.4 billion. Thermopolium unearthed in Pompeii. Archaeologists have unearthed an ancient food stall in the ruins of Pompeii, Italy. Experts say it is their first time finding a complete example of a thermopolium. It's a hot food deli shop that would serve ancient street food. Pictures of animals were painted on a stall to indicate shoppers what's on the menu. Traces of nearly 2,000-year-old food were found in terracotta jars in the shop. The city of Pompeii was home to about 13,000 people when it was destroyed by a volcanic eruption in 79 AD. Let me know in the comment section down below if you visited Pompeii before. Goat eats Christmas tree. You know, some people like to buy real Christmas trees, but what do we do with it after Christmas? It can either become recycled trash or a big feast for our furry little friends. At a farm in Massachusetts, it's like Christmas morning for the animals who love to eat old trees. However, it's not just the goats on the property who enjoy the special treats. Chickens also love to come for a snack. This all started when the family who owns the farm tried giving their tree to the goats. And after that, more and more families started bringing their trees to the farm for the animals to naturally recycle them. And now here's our sentence of the day. Olympic organizers have said that if the games do not go as planned this summer, the games will simply be canceled, not postponed again. Once again, Olympic organizers have said that if the games do not go as planned this summer, the games will simply be cancelled, not postponed again. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary. Number 1. organizer, organizer, which means the person or group who plans and arranges an event or activity. For example, Monica from the TV show Friends is an example of a great organizer. Number two, simply, simply, which means completely or as much as possible. For example, you can say, You look simply beautiful in that red dress. You can also say, Taking a hot bath after a long cold day is simply the best feeling. Number three, postpone. Postpone, which means to delay an event and schedule it for a later time. For example, The trip has been postponed twice. You can also say, It's been raining all day. I think we'll have to postpone the tennis game. And now it's time to make a cup of vocab smoothie. Ingredients of the day: organizer, simply, postpone. Here we go. Our boss simply fired the organizer for the business meeting because she forgot to inform our clients that the meeting has been postponed. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Personally, I hope the US can recover soon from both the coronavirus and the transfer of power that has been tearing the nation apart. Leave a comment down below to share the cup of vocab smoothie you've made. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you again next week.